USA Radio News.
We found out earlier today that President Trump had a phone call with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday. Today at the White House, President Trump talked about a key component to any trade deal that the U.S. agrees to.
Fair trade deal. I didn't want to say good. I want to say fair. Fair trade deals for our taxpayers and for our workers and our farmers. And a lot of good things are happening. I think the EU, we're going to be meeting with them fairly soon. They want to see if they can work something out.
A former high school classmate of the man accused of killing five people at a Maryland newspaper office is speaking out, saying she was cyberstalked by the man for years.
He reached out to me via email to ask if I remembered him from high school. I replied to him nicely that I did not.
The woman, who only gave her first name as Lori, said the conversations began innocent but got progressively worse to the point of where the authorities had to become involved, and she said that eventually he threatened to kill her. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Over the weekend, we saw many protests against President Trump's immigration plan. One of the other rallying cries we're starting to see more and more from more Democrats, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, is to get rid of ICE. Take a listen.
We need to rebuild our immigration system from top to bottom, starting by replacing ICE with something that reflects our morality and values.
Meanwhile, Frederick County, Maryland Sheriff Chuck Jenkins shares his dealings with ICE.
I have worked with ICE, people with ICE, from the street-level agent to middle management to upper management with ICE. They're very dedicated, very committed. They do a tough job, and they do it well. And listen, they are professionals, absolutely professional.
And finally, a quick look at your box office numbers. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom pulled in $60 million, followed by The Incredibles 2 with $45.5 million. Uncle Drew brought in $15.5 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in Boise, Idaho say a man went on a stabbing rampage at an apartment complex he was thrown out of. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
Police Chief William Bones says the suspect, Timmy Kinner, targeted a three-year-old's birthday party.
Due to his behavior, he had been asked to leave. Kinney had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with as they were not at the apartment, but at any target which was available.
Nine people were injured, including six children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Serena Williams returned to the tennis court for the first time since giving birth to her first child. She won her opening round match 7-5, 6-3 at Wimbledon. Leading up to her play, much of the discussion revolved around how long she should be breastfeeding her baby. Dr. Jill Ashton joined GMA to discuss how long the American Academy of Pediatrics believe women should be breastfeeding.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is crystal clear. They actually recommend exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months and then breastfeeding in some form for up to the first year of life. And even though this is a world-class athlete who's a massive celebrity, it shows you that this is a very individual decision. And what I used to tell my patients, when you talk about breastfeeding, the operative word is feeding. Feed your infant the best way for you and that baby. And it's not always breastfeeding for every woman. It's best medically, but it's not always feasible, and this is a perfect example.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.